Right, well, it is The Naked Scientist, and we have been talking about the science of superbugs this week, and we've got lots of questions coming in now. So let's kick off, first of all, Professor Joe Verran is with us from Manchester Metropolitan University, and we've got a question here from Auger Arby, who's in Second Life, who says, Joe, why do bacteria stick so well to plastic surfaces? Because you were talking about chopping boards earlier, so what do you think this is?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd have to go back a little bit and talk about bugs on surfaces generally. Bacteria generally on the planet live attached onto surfaces. Most of them are attached onto surfaces, so it's where they would rather be. So if you had bacteria in your mouth, if you swallowed them, they die. But if they stick to your teeth, it's much better for them. So it's the best place for them to be is attached to a surface. So they'll happily stick to lots of different surfaces. In the food industry, and where we've been talking about surfaces in hospitals, you're just looking at survival of organisms that have stuck onto the surfaces. Perhaps they've been put there by people touching them, or with the chopping board they've come into contact with the surface through the meat or whatever it is that's being chopped. So that's a sort of contact and survival. It's a different the organisms haven't attached there actively, they've just been put there and then they're surviving, and we call that attachment at a solid air interface. But if you allow the organisms to grow in a surface that's got liquid in it, at a solid liquid interface, we call that a biofilm. And again, organisms are very happy to do that. They'll stick onto a surface and then grow. So as in a roundabout way, they'll stick onto anything, really, and it's trying to reduce their ability to stick. The other thing with biofilms, if you think about catheters or contact lenses or dentures, any sort of plastic that you might implant in the body, the first thing that will stick to those materials is organic molecules from the liquid around them. So it might be saliva or tear fluid or urinary proteins, and then the bacteria will stick to that. So the biofilm will form on top of that sort of conditioned surface too.
Thank you, Joe.